Okay, we're going to see in Kuf Ayin. It's Derech Eretz Vasuda. It's one of the. It's sort of long, officially long. It's got a lot of sifim, but it's very light. Okay, let's do sifim down. Lo yifros adam prusa agabe kara, ava mekanecha kara ba prusa. When you're cutting your bread. Yeah, we did this yesterday. We're cutting your bread, you shouldn't do it on top of food that will ruin the bread. Bread has a special chashivas that we're going to learn about in Kuf Ayin Aleph, which hopefully we'll touch on today, but we'll really get into next week. And therefore, we don't want the bread to get ruined. Okay, you have some leftover gravy, you take the challah, you clean the plate, as long as you eat it, that's okay. If you don't eat it, so it's a bizayon to the, you know, you get a napkin, don't use the challah. But if you're eating the challah, it's okay. Sif tezvav, lo yilake pirurin v'niach agabe ashulchan. Don't take all the, you know, crumbs and leave them on the table. Neishu mimache, perish matri daito shachavero. It doesn't look so nice to have a table full of crumbs. By me, I gather all the crumbs and I put them on my plate and then I take care of them. Velo yishov pusavi in of nechavero or tochak ara the fishin das kolabrios shava. Don't take. We already said when you take a bite out of the bread, you shouldn't leave it on the table. Here he's saying even the part that didn't have a bite out of it, you separated it. Sounds like that you should not give to your friend because people don't want to eat your leftovers. Not proper. Okay. Matrid, it's annoying to people to see the house with the table full of crumbs. Tazayin, lo yishteh me'akos v'tein l'chaverim v'nitzakonos nefashos. This is very interesting. Don't drink from the cup of wine and then give it to your friend to drink from the same cup because of sakonos nefashos. Maybe your friend doesn't want to drink from your germy cup, but he feels pressured to do so because you're offering it to him. Maybe it's disgusting to your friend to drink from your leftover wine. Maybe you left some saliva in there, your backwash. He can get sick. Continues the Mishabu. If he's a davki nosliyot, that's only if you like hand it to him. But if you put it in front of him and he takes it on his own, that's okay. But Taz Kasav, Ani Reisi B'Tzavah, Reb Elazar HaGadol, Shemazi Moch, Lo Lishtot, Mimah Shishir Chaveiro. Reb Elazar HaGadol said, do not drink from your friend's leftovers. Ki Shema Yesh L'Choli B'Toch Gufo, maybe he's sick. V'yad Turoch Mipil, Otsa Shiyur, and then some of his illness, his germs, are going to go into the leftover drink. Now, Jirshir points out that there is a minug that people pass around the cup by Sheva Brachos, by Kiddush sometimes, different places, Kosha Bracha, and people drink. Everyone drinks from the same cup. So Shlomo Zalman did not understand why they do that. It seems to be against Shulchan Aruch. So Jirshir brings others who say maybe it's different if it's Kosha Bracha. This is a Stam cup. But if it's a kosher bracha, it's a mitzvah, so there's an extra protection. The Ben Ish Chai says, well, it's assuming that you know that the balabayis, the one who drank before you, is not sick. But if you don't know the person, then you shouldn't do it. So I have issues with that. You go to Sheva Brachos, so no, I drink from the kosher bracha. You know what? I'm not interested in drinking from the cup that everyone else drank from. And I used to feel like, you know, yeah, like I'm doing something wrong. I'm doing something wrong. It's mafurish sif shulchan aruch. And if you want to do that, then you know you have whom to rely. But that's the exact goof of the point of here, not to pressure someone to do that. Yudzayin. V'lo yishtekos v'yanichenu ala shulchan. You should not put your empty cup on the table. It's not proper. You should hand it straight to the waiter. So Dirshu points out that nowadays we don't have waiters. And since you have an empty cup on the table and you fill it up, so it's fine to leave your empty cup on the table. Okay, that's a societal thing that's not relevant, Bizmani. Yurchas. Hanichlas the Suda, one who goes into the meal, lo yikachel kovinel shamish. Don't take your portion of food and give it to the waiter. Why? It's like for him to eat. Shema yerad dvar kilkul basuda. It can lead to a kilkul in the suda. We'll see what that means in a minute. Ela yikachen v'yanichen v'achage yinelo. Put it on your plate. You don't want it? Leave it there. At the end, you go give it to whoever you want. But don't give it right away. Why? Mishabah sifkatan lamid tes. Habach pirashatam shinurishachalka bezuya be'enav lochavitzba umasu l'shamish. It looks like you don't want it. If you don't want it, that could be insulting to the Malavayas. And therefore, Yenechen Elefon, leave it in front of you. The Marashim Mekuba Be'enav. Ela Delfishin, Tzarech Lechol, Masur Mazal Hashem. So in the end, no, you didn't eat it. You gave it away. It's not as insulting. You know, Umashe, because of the Machabit Dvar Kilkul, the Machabit says, if you give away your portion to the waiter, it can lead to a Kilkul Besuda. What's this Dvar Kilkul? It can lead to fighting between the Balabayas and the Oreach. Oh, you don't like my food. I don't know, which according to that means you have to take everything that you're offered. Problem is then it goes to waste. It doesn't usually go to the waiter. It usually goes in the garbage. Ulavush Pirish Kipshuto. The Levush had a different pshat. You know what? You shouldn't give your portion to the waiter. To the fichach, you know, take it for the shamash. Shemi the kilkul besuda v'zach lechalek hazeh lechalek l'shar besuda. Maybe there's not enough food. Maybe they end up not enough food, and you don't want your portion. You can give it to somebody else. You gave it to the waiter. Now someone's going to be left without a portion of food. So therefore, you should wait. Because about taz and afkamin over here, the difference in two opinions is to the fees that ain't zachlanter rakat acha shinech kalechal chalikul karo. You don't have to wait to the end of the meal. Just wait till everyone gets. So then give yours away. The other nafkamin alachora is, do you just say no thank you? According to the first opinion, it sounds like you shouldn't say no thank you. But I don't know how that works, because if he sees you not eating the food, he also can get insulted. So, I mean, there were tzaddikim who ate all sorts of food that was really not appetizing so as not to insult the balabais. Most of us are not on that level of tzikus. Kasev ha-magin avron, kishe osa suda derech eretz ha-hashkos ba'at smala mesubin. You ate something gemara in kiddush alam ha-beis. When you make a suda, you're hosting people. It is proper for the balabais to pour drinks for those who are at the suda. Yud tes. Orchin hanichnas in etz balabais. Guests who are coming to the balabais. Einam hashem li tomit neim v'litin levno o la'avdo shel balabais. Do not take your portion and give it to the son or the eved of the balabais. Elim ki another rishus from balabais, unless you get permission from the balabais. Why not? Mishbar sifkat amem. So there's a terrible story over here. Gemara brings down a terrible story. Who mishbar sifkat amem? Who takanat chachamim ne ma'isa shahaya? Kedisa b'chul and tzaridal. Terrible story. Ma'isa b'demecha shazim and shosha orchem shnei batzaret. Man invited three guests into his house during a famine. He had nothing to give them. He has three eggs. He gave three eggs. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, three guests, three eggs. It seems like the guests did not realize the severity of the famine and of the finances of this particular family. So the son of the balabais came to one of the guests. So I don't know, it doesn't say if the kid asked for the food or didn't ask for the food, but the oreach decided it would be nice to give his egg to the son of the balabais. All three guests gave their eggs to the son of the balabais. Ba'aviv shel tinok, when the father saw what was going on, he saw one egg in the kid's mouth and one in each hand. He was so upset, he hit the kid. He hit the kid fell and died. Kevin Sharasa Ima, when the mother saw that the baby died, also Lagag Minafla Umesa. She went up to the roof. Sounds like she killed herself. Afu, when he so happened to his wife and his son, he went up to the roof and he also jumped. Ayin Shab. But because of this story, Chazal said, do not give your portion of food to the son of the Balabais without permission of the Balabais. I always have a different issue. I mean, whatever, Baruch Hashem, we're not living in famine, whatever, but I have a different issue. Like, sometimes, you know, the guest gets his dessert, and you know, you don't want your kid to have, you don't want your kid to have, you know, three desserts. Like, you know, not because it's not enough, just because it's not good for your kid. Like, okay, because I'm going to remember the rabbit, Davke b'chayagam na d'sha, sha'is su'uda mitzumtzemes u'mizbayish b'abaz k'sheyach sar lahem. So he says that this takana is only when it's a time of famine or a very poor family and the mamish don't have enough food, and then for the balabais is going to lead to terrible embarrassment for the balabais. But if there's a lot of food on the table, there's a rashaim litain lahem. You are allowed to give the son or the eved of the balabais. The fee that koshkin for kidu lechav nishtayim mutu litain them me'ashirayim uvesef eshemen rokeach chochech b'chol zeh lahachmi. So the Shemin Rokeach is Machmir, but the Magen Avraham, the Yerava, Armeika, the Tosha Din in a famine and not having enough food and being embarrassed. So the Mishabura does not seem to agree with Thaler's consideration that maybe I don't want my kid to get three desserts. No, the Shulchan Aruch says that you shouldn't give your portion of food to the son or Eved of the Balabais. And basically it's all about because there might not be enough food. And I just personally have experienced, like, you know, you have some guest who thinks that, you know, he's the father, and he takes, you know, five, whatever, all the dessert and gives it out to your kids. Like, if I want my kid to have all that dessert, I'll give it to him. You know, he can get a portion, he can get a second maybe, but like, whatever. Okay. Okay, that is Yud Tes Sif Chaf Nikiyei Adash Bishalayim. The clean-minded people of Jerusalem, the Hayu Mesubim Mesuda Emkin Yodim Mi Meisav Imahem. They would not sit down to eat at a Seuda unless they know with whom they are sitting. Why? It is a Ginai, a disgrace for a Talmud Chacham to sit together with an Amah Aretz at a Seuda. The Abir Halacha over here, Dima Masala Yumasubin writes, I am Bimishabir Shimachron, and I am Sefer Matamashi, but Lo Yadati Makoro, Vigam Ha'in Oilam, Nisar, and Bazak Klau. The Oilam is not Makbid on this, and he doesn't know the source. Mishas, Shili Perkates, Mavarach, and Yisashan, Dilma Asim Shuchi Basrayu, maybe you'll come to, there'll be a bad influence on you. The Gamkin Ain Raya Klau, it's not a good ride. The Epshil Shach Absud is for sure, maybe the Tulim Shul is for sure, so he has to do this mitzvah. The person is involved in the mitzvah, it saves him physically and it protects him spiritually. So if it's through this mitzvah, then it would seem like it should be okay. However, the Mishabura says no. The Maisa, this is even the Achronim say even by through this mitzvah. Biroch, I'm not sure why that should be the case. And he says, but if there's a, if the Talmud Chacham can be mechazik something, it can lead to a chizik in whatever's going on over there, so then it's a positive thing. Chaf Aleph. Oh, very good. Yeah, so, doesn't necessarily sound like that, but I did see that somewhere. Yeah, so the Bir Halacha goes on to say, four lines on the bottom of the page, Mashma etzlam mamash. Not stam, you know, don't go to a bar mitzvah unless everyone at the bar mitzvah is a Talmud Chacham, but don't sit down next to people who are Talmidei Chacham. Once you phrase it like that, so then, look, you can sit next to people who could talk about all sorts of inappropriate things. So, even... not thinking it necessarily influence, you know, he talks about it, there'll be a bad hashpah on me. I don't necessarily have to worry about a bad hashpah because I sit at a bar mitzvah next to somebody if I'm an adult or whatever. But you could still hear all sorts of inappropriate things that you should not be hearing and you don't want to be hearing. Chaf Aleph. Hashamash shehaya mishamish al shnayim. If the waiter is serving two people who are eating bread, he's allowed to eat with them, even though they did not give him permission. Why? We already had this, I think. Mishnah says this is Gemara Brachos. Because the stomach they want to have a zimun. So if he eats with them, he's going to create the zimun. So Mishnah points out that's assuming they're eating bread, they're eating something that's shayach a zimun. But there's three people. He's serving three people. Then he's not allowed to eat there unless they give him permission. They don't need him for the zimun anymore. And then the Mishnah brings up from the Eliyahu Rabba. So who I did? If it's nine people also, so if he joins them, that will create a zimun b'shem, which is a zimun on a higher level. Sifcha beis. Achar sheshasisa v'nishar yayim makos shtias chavercha. Oh, this is interesting. This is very similar to what we just had today in Sif Tezayin. Sif Tezayin, we learned that when you, after you drink from the cup, you should not pass it to your friend because of dangerous germs. Maybe. It says Nei Sakonis Nefashis, and the Mishnah Berurah says Eshin is Aviv Roko Sham Yechlai Deze. And then he also brings him Rabbi Lazar Agadol Shem Yishlo Choli B'toch Gufo, and it's going to go into the food. So here the Shulchan Aruch says, after you've drank, and you're going to give the cup to your friend, you came late, you got to get to the tape. Moshe Mazalman asked the Kasha, well, the minute I gave them by Yasudas Mitzvah is to give out the cup. It's against Shulchan Aruch L'chayra, and Dirsha brought down some answers to that Kasha. That was one of the answers. Very good. No, I'm sorry. Again, Chav Beis. Kuf Ayin Chav Beis. Achar Shesha Sisa. You drank. Vinisha Ayin because you have left wine in the cup. Lishtias Chavercha for your friend to drink. Kanach Makom Nishika Sapem Mishum Mios. You should wipe off the place where you put your mouth because that is disgusting for your friend. Lo Tishbel, but don't pour out the wine that way. Mishum Baltashas. That's Baltashas. You'll waste the wine. But if you drank water, so you can just pour out some of the water on the place where you put your mouth to clean off that part of the cup. So someone asked me recently, we had a discussion about Baltashas, perhaps when we spoke about washing the Tis Adayim with fruit juice. Were you? And someone asked the question, is there such a thing as Baltashas by water? I don't remember if it was someone here. I don't remember where the question came up. It wasn't here? I think it was here. So Dirshu addresses that right over here. The Marsham is medayik from here that you see that there's no baltashas by water. Water you can pour out to clean that piece of the glass, but by wine, don't pour out the wine to clean it. You know, wipe it off with a towel. So the Dirshu points out the Marsham wants to say, you see from here there's no baltashas by water. And every example from a Sefer Eitz HaSada, I don't know what that is. He says, no, you can't prove that from here. You can prove that it's more important not to waste wine than water. But you can't prove that there's no batash in water or that you stam pour out water for no reason. It's not stam. So that's what the Sefer Eitz HaSada says. No, here you're allowed to pour out water because there's a reason that you're doing so. But if you have no reason to do so, then it would in fact be usher and would be a batashless issue. So when I saw this, I was very excited, but the Eitz HaSada neutralizes our excitement. Okay. After everything you eat for dessert, you should have salt. After you drink everything, drink water. commercials by the common kufayin test. Nearly, dafka. That's only shloya melech b'pas or b'machalim she'acha. Only if there was no salt in your food, and usually we have salt in our food. The and then you didn't drink Coca Cola, which has water in it. But if you did eat or have salt with your meal and did drink some beverages that contain water, don't worry about it. That's why the ma'aser people are not makbid on the salt water business, because our food has salt and water. What is the inyan of having of salt and water? I don't know. I didn't look into this further. Mishabur over here, Sifkat the Memhe, gives us a chizuk in eating healthy. Halfway down, it says, Yochal hatov v'amo'il lo l'rifuah. A person should eat that which is good and helpful for his health. V'lo ma'asher v'lo l'fishah, not just what tastes good. V'lo yishan samach l'achila, don't go to sleep right after you eat. Eliyam t'inach l'achila, but wait. The Rambam has a lot of rules and regulations about what to eat and how to eat, when to eat. Gam herich b'shla lizayah mirubui achilu shtiyah. The shla has an arichas not to eat and drink too much. El yochavish derek la'amil harvest is gufo mizuman avodas anefesh. A person should eat to be healthy and strong to serve Hashem. Easier said than done. And then if that's how you eat, then every suda becomes a suda mitzvah. You're only eating that which is healthy and going to keep you healthy and strong to serve Hashem. Dirshu brings down from Simon Reish Lamed Aleph, which we did not get to yet, that I didn't look this up, but there are those who say, I'm eating to be healthy to serve Hashem. And others say, what do you mean? That's not why you're eating. You can't say that. So I don't know, Mishabir says it or somewhere else. So he says, before a person eats to say, I am eating to be strong to serve Hashem. But if you're eating greasy hot dogs, hamburgers, pizza, and french fries, it's a lie. It's a hoax. So here he says, the Nusach of here is, I want to eat and drink in order to be strong to serve Hashem. I want to do it, I'm just not good at it. And then they bring down from the Sifrei Musar that to leave over some food when you really want to eat it, and leave it over, even though you're throwing it out. Interesting, sounds like, unless you're giving it to the waiter, which we learned about yesterday. That's a type of kapara. When you don't finish your plate and you leave over some food, it's like almost like a fast. When you don't eat everything on your plate that you want to eat, not that you don't, you know, not your mom forces you to eat the Brussels sprouts and then you don't, right. This is something that you want, the dessert. Leave over the dessert that you want. Okay, that concludes Siman Kuf Ayin.